America Weekend.
And we are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. And this is our, what we're beginning to call, Roland, our financial section. Okay?
Is that because you owe me $1.25 from last week?
$1.26. Let's get it right now.
All right.
One of the things that I wanted to talk to about, and for our listeners, is where the economy is going, and our place in it. And I mean, what I mean by our place in it is an understanding of what is going on in reference to financial matters and how you can get ahead. As an example, many people today, and it's a huge business that's developing, particularly in the metropolitan areas, are no longer buying cars. They are joint leasing cars, which means you lease a car with a group of people. New and interesting. Uber has been trying to do this with people with these automatic car things. You just call up and you get a car immediately, and it's done through the internet, right, and so on and so forth. Well, this is this, the major rental car companies, Enterprise, National, Hertz, all down the line, have a ton load of cars available when they've reached their life cycle. Okay, these cars either are sold at auction or now they're sold to small corporations that lease them out at a much lower rate than they would normally if you're going to lease a car. Because if you lease a car in the United States today, you pay X amount of month, you're committed to a 3-year or 4-year contract, and if you go over that limit each year, you pay 25 cents a mile, and it's extraordinary.
Which I think is ridiculous. I mean, they give you 12,000 miles generally per year. I got news for you. The way I drive and coming in and out of the city and all that, in 6 months, I'm over 12,000
miles. At least. All right. So that's not going to work. Okay. So my point is that this, and there's no mileage limit to these cars. Okay. It's all depends upon the arrangement that you have with other people to use those cars. As an example, some people only need cars on the weekend. When I lived in the city of New York for many years, I didn't have a car for 14 years. I only went to rent them on the weekends when I wanted to go out to the beach or go someplace. Didn't need a car during the week. Okay. So this is becoming a new development with all of these excess cars that we now have in this country that are being sold at very reduced rates to these smaller companies. So check on that. That's, I think, is very interesting. But it also tends for the smaller companies that need car service, like small delivery companies that are coming on very strong now in the United States. A lot of small entrepreneurs, particularly in the food industry, for delivering my friend Lenny Cucinato, the Bagel King, used to rent a fleet of small trucks to deliver his product. Well, what he did is he co-opted that, so he not only just had bagels, but he had salamis and he had other kinds of fruit, and they would deliver all together.
And the aroma when he finished with those trucks had to be wonderful.
I used to always go visit him and say, let's go eat. But it makes sense, and it's a new trend that's coming in, and my point here is that it's a changing world, and it's changing rapidly. And I mean extremely rapidly. If you're in tune with what's going on in today's environment and you've got that going, you're in good shape. And I do mean that sincerely, because you're getting a handle on...
Well, I'm not sure what you're suggesting then. Are you suggesting that you lease?
I'm suggesting do your homework. I'm suggesting that in today's changing environment, the world is changing. The financial world, the economic world is changing as quickly as the tech world changes. It's amazing what they're doing these days, that you as a small company can co-op with other small businesses, and they do this now to save on your telephone rates, as an example. And there's so much that's going on in the marketplace these days, and I'm stressing it to do your homework. Make sure that you are on top of what's going on, what's new and what's different. It may not necessarily work for your company, but it might, and it might save you a lot of money. And that's how the biggest problem small businesses have in their first year of existence is cash flow. So keep an eye on that. But you do that by staying on top of what's new and trending in the business. I hate using that word trending. It seems to be the word. But what's happening that might affect your business? Stay on top of it.
Well, it is. I mean, it is trending.
It is.
I mean, we were talking in one other segment in another program, I believe, about keeping cars longer.
Yes.
To stay with that for a second.
The point of all of that is that today we keep cars longer, and we keep them longer because they're in use, and during the last downturn of the economy, it didn't pay for many people to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And today now those same cars are being reused in another fashion because they're in good shape. And these companies, smaller companies, are buying them up and doing this joint leasing, if you will, co-op leasing is the word.
You know, it's interesting.
Fascinating stuff.
Let's stay with cars here for a second.
Yes.
You know that we've got improved relationships with Cuba.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've seen some of the recent television reports of camera people who have been over there. You've got cars from the 50s.
Are chomping at the bit to get down there.
Yes, to and get some of those back here.
They're offering big money. They're already doing it.
Yeah.
They're offering big money. It's amazing for those cars. Those cars are worth a lot of money. They're worth an awful lot of money. I'd like to get some of them myself. This one guy was doing an interview, and he's right in front of a 56 Buick. Oh, Lord. That's a beautiful car. Big wings, the back wings. I love it. Anyway, this is good stuff, and it's changing. And my point here is to stay in touch with financial and economic matters as it affects you. Do your homework. Very, very, very important. And speaking of doing our homework, Damon Roberts, Wide World of Stock. Let's see what Damon has for us today.
All right, Ron, Carl, thank you very much, guys. Welcome to another Wide World of Stocks Business Minute. And today we're going to start delving into something that a lot of people want to know about but are just too afraid to ask, and that's hedge funds. You know, hedge funds have this persona of being very private and being very secretive, and we're going to try to pull the layers back a little bit on the hedge fund industry, and we're going to do it with our friend Donald Steinbrugge, who is the managing partner of Agecroft Partners. Agecroft Partners is a global hedge fund consulting and marketing firm. They've won 23 industry awards as the Hedge Fund Marketing Firm of the Year. Agecroft is in contact with over 1,000 hedge fund investors on a monthly basis, and they devote a significant amount of time performing due diligence on hedge fund managers. And every year they come out with their top hedge fund industry trends, and of course they've now come out with them for 2015. They predict the top hedge fund industry trends through their contact with more than 2,000 institutional investors and hundreds of hedge fund organizations. You know, the hedge fund industry is very dynamic and constantly changing, and it's important for firms to anticipate what changes are likely to occur. Those that effectively evolve with the industry can succeed, and stagnant firms will be left behind. So I want to welcome my friend Don Steinbrugge back to the show. Don, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show, and I want to dive right into it. Number one, greater alpha due to decreased correlations and higher volatility. Tell me about that.
Well, when you think about the capital markets since 2009, they've done extremely well. You know, the equity market's going straight up. The fixed income market has done very well also because interest rates have gone down and spreads on credit type products have narrowed. So for hedge fund strategies that have exposure to either the fixed income or equity market, they've done extremely well. And the more exposure you've had to the market, the better you've done. You know, it's been a huge tailwind to a lot of different hedge fund managers. Those hedge fund managers that add most of their value through security selection and are not taking a lot of market exposure haven't done as well. So one of the trends that we forecast is the fact that correlations are going to come down, volatility is going to go up, and hedge fund strategies that add most of their value through security selection are going to be the ones that are going to be doing the best going forward. Because, you know, right now we're very concerned about the relative valuation of various, you know, markets around the world.
Right. All right, let's go to number two. Greater demand for hedge fund strategies that benefit from decreased correlation and increased volatility.
You know, so basically what this is managers that are equally short the market as they are long the market. So their average net exposure to the market is close to zero. They add their value through security selection. This is a really popular strategy before 2008. But since then, a lot of money has gone out of this strategy because it's underperformed.
Right.
Managers that have had a lot of market exposure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very good hedge against the equity market.
All right, Don. Look forward to having you back next week. Two down, eight to go. The top 10 trends for 2015 for the hedge fund industry. Don Steinbrugge, managing partner of Agecroft Partners. Raul and Carl, back to you. Hedge funds, we're going to keep peeling back the layers week after week right here on Wide World of Stocks.
Thank you, Damon. Good stuff as always from Damon Roberts, Wide World of Stock. This is called Sabatino with Roland Smith. We have an interesting program as we roll through things. And Roland, we're getting some feedback and some nice feedback on our financial section. People need to know it's the thing that is affecting their lives on a regular basis now during tax season. Okay, people need to know these things. They need to know.
Well, we need to know it in order to pay our taxes properly and not get audited.
Yeah,
frankly,
I think it's changed in the way that more so today than ever before. You've got to be on top of your game.
Yeah. I agree.
And people just can't slough it off and say, well, here's my tax person. You go do it. Now we have to do it. And if we don't, beware. Call Sabatino Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, we are back.
America. Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.